This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott, and it's time for the latest installment of the 10-Minute Writer's Workshop. Diane Lebec cut her teeth as a young adult writer, but her most recent novel, called Breaking Wild, is mysterious and thrilling and ventures deep into adult territory, landing in the rugged backcountry of Colorado, where an experienced elk hunter and outdoors woman has gone missing. Lebec also lived out west for a time, but is now in New Hampshire and on the faculty of Southern New Hampshire University's MFA program. We steered her into a storage closet before her reading at Gibson's Bookstore in Concord, where I asked her what she finds toughest to write, the first sentence or the last.
For me, hands down, the first sentence. No question about it. It is so daunting for me. And I tend to live with a novel for a long time before I can force myself to get started writing it. I love to swim, and I think writing that first sentence is a lot like standing at the edge of a cold lake. And I'm one who just stands there and stares at it and stares at it and stares at it. But I'm also one who doesn't ease myself into it, or I will never get into the water. You know, if I know how cold it is, I use the Nike mantra, just do it. I have to sit there and go, just do it, woman. Come on, get in there. Just do this. And so it's literally jumping in there.
Are there personal habits that you would encourage other writers, maybe even aspiring writers, to pick up to become more productive?
I really like the idea of challenging myself toward a certain word count every day. Everybody has a different formula that works for him or her, but that works for me. So typically toward the beginning of the novel, maybe I set 500, 600, 700 words. As I start moving past that point, it becomes 1,000 words. Then it becomes 1,500. Mid-novel, it's always 2,000. And then I'm just really gearing up, 2,000 to 2,500 till the novel's done. For me, what I learned, and I think I learned it a little too late, is find that balance in your life. There's the former ambassador to Saudi Arabia. I heard him say this once, and I will never forget it. Know what brings you peace and protect it at all costs. And that struck with me so profoundly. And what I realize is there's so much noise going on. If we can know what brings us peace and we can write from a place of peace, it's amazing to me how much easier the writing process is when we're at a place of peace.
So for you, what disturbs your peace? What's your worst distraction from getting work done?
The noise in the world. No, I think part of me wants to say, because I'm a woman, but I don't think that's fair to men, but responsibilities. Right. And so I've raised three sons of my own. I now have two stepchildren. There's bills to pay. There's responsibilities. And I am a perfectionist, and I feel very responsible to my family, to my children, to my dog, to the house. I want to get everything done. And there's just so much noise out there screaming at us, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. So where do we find that courage to stand up and say no, even if we get judged for it? I'm going to protect myself. Maybe I'm going to make less money. Maybe I'm going to live differently. Maybe I'm not going to go to that party I should go to, or, have the latest clothes I should have, or whatever it is. But really, really say no to the noise.
So what's the best environment for you to write in?
Best environment for me is an 8x8 shed that I put up outside my house next to the woods. And it has plywood interior, it has a plywood desk, there's no memorabilia, no family portraits. The only thing in there, aside from my writing materials, is a little plastic horse that my husband got me on our honeymoon. And I call him Owen, and he's my muse. Aside from that, it's just stripped down to the writing and the story.
It sounds like a kind of cold isolation tank.
But it's not, because I look out at these beautiful views from the window, and I have a propane heater in there, and I have candle. I do have a candle. So it's quite cozy in my story world.
So before you start a book, how much research do you do? How much of the work do you make sure you get done before you even write that first word?
I write realistic fiction. So for me, the research is incredibly important. I spend a great deal of time trying to walk the steps of my characters, trying to inhabit them, and understanding what my story is before I get started. I know that's very different than a lot of writers, but I need the basic bones of what I'm writing, and I need to feel it, I need to sense it, smell it, touch it. And that's why I say I might spend a year with my story researching it very intimately before I begin the writing process.
So for new writers, what do you think you'd recommend for them as tools maybe to learn about writing?
And one thing Toni Morrison said, and I'm going to paraphrase her, but basically write the book that you want to read. And that really, really still sings to me. I think they need to read what they love and they need to write what they love. Yes, I think we need to challenge ourselves and read all kinds of different works. But when it comes to our creative process, you should be writing a book that you would just be dying to pick up and read. And then don't get discouraged. Don't focus on the publishing process. And that's easier said than done. You know, you see a book, a dust jacket, you want your book to be that one day, and you have to focus on the writing. You just have to.
Were you rejected before getting published?
Sure, at different points. But I feel like probably not as much as most, because I'll share another piece of advice that was given to me by a literary legend, Carol Hawksmith, who is a really dear friend of mine. She was editor-at-large at W.W. Norton before she passed away. And she said, you only get an agent or editor's eyes once. And I took that to heart. So don't show your work to an editor or an agent until you're ready. Really be focused on the process of that writing. Again, don't be focused on the publishing. And the rejections may come, but I think you will hopefully have fewer of those if you don't let go of the work till you're ready. The other thing she also told me was to really read good work. You know, challenge yourself with language. So on one hand, I say read what you love, but also challenge yourself, read the greats. You know, another habit I have is I start my morning reading short stories before I start writing. So that's always a must, and they're great short stories. You know, they're really well done. So I think that's another important piece of advice that she passed down to me as well. She used to clear her shelves and send me the books, and that was wonderful. You know, writers that she'd worked with, Joan Silber's one of them, and her short stories, which was just terrific. And I think the last point of advice I would like to pass on that's really resonated with me was something Andre Dubuis said, and that is, imagine, don't create. And I've used that with so many of my students, because once you understand what that really means and you feel that, you know what he's talking about, it makes all the difference, because then your stories become real. They're not manipulated, they're not contrived, they're not flat. They're living, breathing stories that inhabit your readers and I think can become living, breathing memories.
Diane Lebeck, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Diane Lebeck there, author most recently of Breaking Wild. She gamely spoke to us in the storage closet at Gibson's Bookstore in Concord. You can hear more episodes of the 10-Minute Writer's Workshop by subscribing to our podcast. There's a link on our website, wordofmouthradio.org, or look up 10-Minute Writer's Workshop on iTunes.